Estevan, the Estevan Model Engineer Show's 34th edition is coming up this weekend. The public is invited to come to check out a wide variety of model engines on October 14 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and October 15 from 9 a.m. noon at the Wiley Mitchell Hall. Admission is by donation. While it's a two-day event, organizer Kelly Tytlandsvik noted the best time to view their show is the first day. Tytlandsvik, who's been organizing what is North America's oldest model engineering show through all these years, said he never knows until the day who is making it for certain, but he expects about 25% of the displays to be new for the public. I never know how many people are coming or what is coming, but I'm expecting to get 40 or so exhibitors with model gas engines and steam engines all home-built and handmade. There might be some locomotives and possibly some steam traction engines. The ladies, wives of the exhibitors, also bring some of their hobbies. They might be doing some sewing. There might be a geological, rock collection, and other hobbies. It's like a sideshow to our show at Wiley Mitchell, Tytlandsvik said. The tendencies and interests among model engineers have changed through the years. Builders have grown from the single-cylinder farm-type engine to more modern multi-cylinder engines, Tytlandsvik said. And now most model engineers are going into computer numerical control, CNC, machining and seeing more and more 3D printing. A 3D printer might be on display during the show, as well as some models made with its help. Tytlandsvik noted that one participant is coming from Iowa, another one from Wyoming and some people will be from other states. There will be model engineers from BC, and a few from Winnipeg, Saskatoon and all around the area. There is also a new exhibitor from Crookston, Min, whom Tytlandsvik met at the Rapid City Show and who will be joining the event. We should have a lot of regulars that come every year. And it's always nice to see new ones come. Some people come every second year, some people come every year. And if it ever hits when they all come at the same time, you get a whole bunch of people, Tytlandsvik said. While there are a lot of regular participants, who've been into model engineering for decades, some young people are joining this niche hobby as well. And there are people of all professions too. We have doctors, farmers, tool and die makers, mechanics, cartographers, just all different professions, Tytlandsvik said. He noted that the atmosphere at the show is always good, and participants are keen to share about their projects and see what others bring. Everybody who comes here is usually happy to see what we're doing. There's good camaraderie between all the people. We're in what you'd consider a remote area for the hobby that we're doing. So, everybody's anxious to see each other since they haven't seen each other for a year, see what others are working on, Tytlandsvik said. It'll be surprising how many things will be on display on the tables. And if you get visiting with a fella who's built something, he might have a little project under the table that he didn't have out on display, something that's half-built, but he's brought along to show his buddy. He added that exhibitors not only build engines themselves but also create pieces for engines to operate, like an ice cream maker, an air compressor, a cement mixer, etc. The Estevan Show is the oldest of its kind in North America. The big show in Detroit, which Tytlandsvik considered his closest competitor, packed it in this year. Tytlandsvik thanked his sponsors who help him bring the show back from year to year. I'm really grateful to Hank's Maintenance, Frosty's Motorcycle, the Divide County Historical Society and Joey's Sports Bar in Crosby, North Dakota, for helping with the show, Tytlandsvik said. And I'd just like to invite everyone to come over to the show.